Amen. Well, this evening, as we conclude our meditation in the Epistle of Paul to the Colossians, we'll read the last four verses from verse 15. And I'll just read them again. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church to the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfil it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. So as we come down to the end of this epistle, we see how the apostle links together a number of churches, a number of places, desiring that they may receive the word of God and be blessed by it. And he comes and says in verse 15, salute the brethren which are in Laodicea. Well, we don't know very much about Laodicea, apart from the fact that, of course, the Apostle John, when he was on the Isle of Patmos, Laodicea was one of the churches which he addressed, the seven churches, the last one. And this epistle would, of course, have been written before that. We don't know precisely when, but no doubt 20 or 30 years before that which occurred when John was commanded to address them. So it would seem that the Laodicean church had not really taken to heart the great truths, the wonderful truths, that this letter to the church at Colossae contained. Because as we go to the Revelation in the third chapter, we can read there the condition of the Laodiceans, and it was described as being lukewarm in the things of God. And surely you know how typical that is today of many in the church of God. They are lukewarm, and it says they're neither hot nor cold. They're just lukewarm, almost describing it as a don't care attitude. Couldn't be bothered. Yes, neither hot nor cold. And that's really a very sad scene and a very sad situation. And we today need to be very aware of that, as it was written to the Laodiceans at that time, it was also to be read to the other churches, the other six churches. It wasn't just to be kept to that single church at Laodicea. And so because of that, we can consider those letters, have an application to us today, and how we need to be concerned that we don't fall into that position of being lukewarm. And that really means that we allow other things to dominate our mind, dominate our thoughts and our actions and our words, but that we may indeed really be concerned to walk in accordance with the many gracious and wonderful exhortations that the apostle has been able to set before the church at Colossae. And so, having spoken about Laodicea, he also goes on to say, and Nymphas, and the church which is in his house. Of course, in New Testament times, there weren't really places as such to worship in, although they were building synagogues, but the situation was that many churches were meeting in homes and houses, and clearly there was this situation here, this person, Nymphas. We don't know really anything about him, but he was obviously the leader in this particular church, and Nymphas and the church which is in his house. Therefore the apostle was bringing greetings to him. And then he comes on and he says, and when this epistle is read among you, cause it to be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Now, there is no epistle to Laodicea that we know of today. So clearly it was written at that time, and we're not absolutely sure that it was in fact written to Laodicea, but nonetheless there is not a epistle of Paul to the Laodiceans. But we recognise here that the apostle wrote to the church at Laodicea, and he wanted that church to have this epistle read to them, and that the Colossians also had the Laodicean epistle read to them. So you see, the apostle was concerned that the things that he'd written under the blessed influence of the Holy Spirit would not lie dormant, but it was to be read, and it was to be understood, and to be appreciated, and proved to be a blessing. And then he says, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. And that's a very direct word to the church of God down through the ages, because we have today, by the mercy of God, the ministry. And what does the word say to here? Take heed to the ministry which thou hast received. And as we are blessed with hearing the ministry, and we are to take heed to it. We're not to ignore it. We're not to think it doesn't have any relevance to us. We should not be picky and choosy. We should recognize it emanates from Almighty God. And therefore we should take it to our hearts, believing it is the word of the Lord. The ministry which thou hast received. What a blessing, therefore, if we have received the ministry that God has sent. And therefore, not only do we receive it, again, in the Lord, not as from man, but from the Lord. And that clearly has a very important reference and indication that we should not therefore consider these things as irrelevant, but recognizing that such ministry emanates from the Almighty God, and that thou fulfill it. We're not to pass it over. We're not to think it is not relevant to us. Here was the apostle writing and mentioning specifically Archippus, and speaking that he should take heed to the ministry which had been received from the Lord, that thou fulfill it. And then he says, the salutation by my hand. Now, of course, in those days, the apostles didn't generally write. They had secretaries to actually write what they dictated. But when it came to the very end, it would seem the apostle took it in hand to write this, the salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. He was in prison in Rome. He didn't want the people to forget that he was a prisoner. He wanted them to remember, excuse me, and to pray for him. Remember my bonds. And of course, we don't know today the position that God's servants are in, perhaps not in physical bonds, but they may be in bonds, and they do need the Lord to come and to free them and bring them into liberty, and therefore to pray that his servants may indeed be wonderfully upheld and blessed. And then finally he says, grace be with you, the free unmerited favour to the church of Colossae, and also clearly to the Laodiceans who it was to be read to. Remember my bonds, grace be with you. The apostle was always concerned about the health of the church of God.
Grace be with you.
Amen. So let it be. Well, there we are. We come then to the end of this epistle that the apostle, under the blessed influence of the Spirit, was able to write so many years ago. And through the great providence of God, this, and of course all the Word of God, has been preserved down through the ages, so that now today it's our wonderful privilege to have the Word of God to be able to read. My friends, may we read it carefully and avidly and love to read it. May it never be a burden, the Word of God. May we never turn away from it. But may we never think it's a hardship. But may we love to read the Word of God. And may we find, as we read it, we can trace out our spiritual life and be strengthened in our faith to believe that that's what the Word of God says. And by His grace, I can follow in my own soul and be able to say, blessed be God.